It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, we still got one final game here in the first round of the 11th annual Thunder Classic Boys Midseason Basketball Tournament here in Seneca. Alongside Paige Mueller, Brandon Tam, and Kirk Kilman in studio. Seth Tollefson helping out here for the Hiawatha Channel as it's the Red Hawks and the Thunder of Nemaha Central in this final first round matchup here this evening. Appreciate everyone hanging out with us. Big wins in the first three quarterfinal games. You got the likes of St. Mary's, Rock Creek, and Troy, all dominant in their quarterfinal wins here tonight. Now we still get one more matchup, undefeated and number six team in Class 3A, Nemaha Central at 9-0, opening up this tournament run against a very familiar opponent in the Red Hawks of Hiawatha. Let's get you the starting lineups for Hiawatha, the road team under first-year head coach Brady Jasper. Cam Boswell, 6'1 senior in the backcourt, 10 points per game. Ethan Morton as well, a 5'11 junior at 12 points per game. Michael Jensen's a 5'10 junior at 11 points per game. And then down low, you got the signs of Braylon Sieben Morgan, a 6'4 sophomore, and Lane Kessler, a 6'4 junior at 7 points and 7 rebounds a game. So for the Redhawks again, Boswell, Morton, Jensen, Sieben Morgan, and Kessler. For Nemaha Central, 30-year head coach John Thomas, 500-plus career wins under his belt. The Thunder are 9-0 and have been dominant all season long. Evan Olberding, a returning starter from a year ago, the 5'11 senior at 9 points per game. Caden Peterson as well is a 6'2 senior. Derek Wirtz, a 6'5 senior. You also got Caleb Schmelsley, a 6'4 sophomore. And then Colby Free, a 6'8 senior at a near double-double at 11 points and 9 rebounds a game. So again, for Nemaha Central, Olberding, Free, Peterson, Wirtz, and Schmelsley. For Hiawatha, it's Boswell, Morton, Jensen, Sieben Morgan, and Kessler. We'll take a timeout for the national anthem. The tip-off of our final game of the evening is straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final matchup here in the Thunder Classic Boys Tournament. First round games here today. St. Mary's, Rock Creek, Troy all advancing with big wins. Now we get the host and number 6 ranked team in Class 3A, undefeated Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. Thanks for hanging with us. Opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Nemaha Central undefeated at 9-0. They have been dominant throughout the course of this season. Hiawatha, they have had a lot of close games, but more times than not coming out on the short end. Redhawks with a record of 2-6 coming in. Here we go. Home white uniforms for Nemaha Central on their home floor. The final matchup here in day number one of this Thunder Classic is underway. Here is Schmelzley with the basketball, working towards the right elbow, now free in the corner. Back to Schmelzley, up top to Peterson. Left side of the floor. A lot of ball reversal here around the perimeter. Free now working it on the dribble. And they hand it off to Overding on a cut. Little floater with the right hand. Sits up on the cup of it, and it falls right through for the first points of tonight's game. Evan Overding, returning starter, 9.5 points per game so far this season. And a 2-0 start for Nemaha Central. Here is Hiawatha, averaging 53 points per game with a record of 2-6. They go down low. Kessler on free. That's a big matchup, and Kessler winning that one and ties the game at 2-2. Nice fundamental work on the right side block for Lane Kessler. 55 seconds in, a 2-2 tie. Here's Free working it left, and Jensen went for the steal. Now Overding knifing into the paint. Had it knocked away out to the wing, but Free able to go get it. Colby Free averaging nearly 11 points and 9 rebounds a game, the 6'8 senior. A 2-2 tie here between these two teams. What a start for John Thomas and Nemaha Central here with a 9-0 record. There's a miss floater inside. Kessler the rebound for the Redhawks, and now they have an opportunity to take their first lead of the game. Here's Morton on the dribble, little hesitation, hands it off to Boswell, thought about a deep three, instead turning it down and getting it back to Morton up top. 6:23 clock moving first quarter, a 2-2 tie here in the final quarterfinal matchup here in the Thunder Classic tonight. Jensen, as Hiawatha wears the all-blue uniforms, trimmed in red and white. There's a short three missed by Sieben Morgan. Can't chase down his own rebound, and that's going to go back to Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central played at Sabetha in a makeup game on Saturday, won that game 42-33. And Hiawatha coming off a loss at Jeff West in their last game, 52-48. Here is Schmelzy with the basketball. Up top it goes to Derek Wirtz. Has it on the dribble. Thought about a three. Turns it down and gets it back to Schmelzy, the 6'4 sophomore. Here's Free up top to Overding. Overding waist high with the left hand. Dribbles left. Hands it off to Free on the wing. Who works it back top of the key. Hesitates. Takes it all the way. Shot up. No, but a foul. And they're going to get the big body of Lane Kessler with the first foul. That will put Colby Free at the line. Nemaha Central so far this year as a team, 64% at the line. And Free's first free throw is in and out, no good. He is now 12 of 21 at the free throw line after that miss. He has been solid at nearly 11 points and 9 rebounds per game. Trying to break the 2-2 tie, 5:40 to go first quarter. And he does. First point for Colby Free in a 3-2 Nemaha Central lead at 5:38 to go in this opening period. Man-to-man defense right now by the Thunder. Morton up top to Jensen. Left side pass to Boswell on the wing. They go right back down to the block with Kessler working on Free. Picked it up. There's a cutting Boswell. Lost it underneath and a Hiawatha turnover. First turnover for Hiawatha. They get it up the floor quickly. A lot of contact inside and a blocking foul is going to be called against the Redhawks here, as it was Peterson who was working inside in transition, and they get this foul on Michael Jensen, his first team foul number 2. Here is Overding to throw it in. Gets it back from Free in the corner. Works it back to the wing. Now top of the key. Curls in the paint. Left side kick. Here's a drive and a right side corner. 3 now by Free is short. And fighting for the rebound around the perimeter. It's picked up by Sieben Morgan. And saving that possession for the Redhawks. A 3-2 Thunder lead at 3 minutes in. Here's Jensen, left side on the wing, working against Peterson, driving, kicking to Morton in the corner. Little jab step there, back up top to Jensen. Jensen goes left to Boswell. Deep three on the way. Short. Rebound free. Here comes Nemaha Central. A 3-2 advantage at 4:35 to go in this first period. Here's a drive by Peterson. Got to the bucket. Trying to get his own rebound off the miss. It's last touch by Peterson. And it goes back to Hiawatha. So both sides may be a little sluggish here early. Nearing the halfway point of the first quarter in what is a 3-2 Nemaha Central lead. Thunder defense giving up just 30 points per game. Pretty incredible stuff. Boswell inside, kicks it back out. Here's Jensen on a drive, gets in the paint, lost it, and it's on the ground and out of bounds. Last touch by Free, as we'll see Carter Hike into the game for Nemaha Central, replacing Evan Olberding. Carter Hike, the 5'11 junior. First one off the bench for head coach John Thomas. Here's Morton to throw it in, right side of his own backboard. It gets it off to Kessler. Now Jensen. Jensen on the wing right, going to work. Guarded by Peterson. Gets into the paint. Stops there, turning. A couple of times, kept the pivot foot. Got it out to Steven Morgan, who now lost it in a turnover. Second turnover by Hiawatha. Here is a drive and a layup. Good, beautifully done. It's put up and in by Schmelzley, and a quick timeout for head coach Brady Jasper. 3:51 to go, first quarter. Now a 5-2 Nemaha Central lead. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Again, Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. We got Paige, we got Seth, appreciate Justin and Ethan helping out throughout the course of this busy day. We have seen three straight big-time wins in the first three quarterfinals. They have all been blowouts, 20-plus point wins across the board for St. Mary's, also Rock Creek and Troy over Jackson Heights. And Hiawatha certainly, or Nemaha Central, certainly not wanting to be on the wrong side of one of those outputs. But right now, a sluggish start for the Redhawks, trailing 5-2 at 3:51 to go in this opening quarter. It's been an impressive start for Nemaha Central at 9-0. Number 6 ranking in the latest KBCA ranks that came out earlier today. They have moved up a couple of spots. Here's Morton trapped in the corner by Olberding and company. They skip it off to Boswell, back up top to Jensen. 3:35, clock moving, first quarter. A 5-2 Nemaha Central lead here on their home floor in this first round, the Thunder Classic. Here is Steven Morgan, head of the circle, angles right with the dribble two times. He hands it off to Boswell right there. Now Kessler up top, left side pass to Jensen. There's the ball screen. And Jensen to the rack. He got a good look. He missed the layup. And the rebound collected by Colby Free, his second rebound of the quarter. Into the front court, Nemaha Central with Peterson. Now Olberding to Free. Now Carter Hike, his first touch. Looking for a cut, not there. Here's Wirtz, diving in from the elbow. Off-balance shot, short. Free the rebound, second chance, good. First field goal by Colby Free, now matching his point totals with the rebounds at 3 apiece. And it's 7-2 Nemaha Central. Here's Morton, going to work on Olberding. Pull up from the free throw line, a little strong on the heel, fighting for the rebound. Inside is Steven Morgan with three white jerseys surrounding him. And we get a foul on at Nemaha Central. They'll get Olberding for his first and team foul number one. Subs in across the board. Jack Mackey is in for Nemaha Central. And also Leighton Thomas is in as well. Braden Newell is also checked in for the Redhawks. 2:40 to go in the first. A 7-2 start here for Nemaha Central. They set it up for Newell in the corner for three. It's an air ball. And right there, perfect place was Mackey for the rebound. Here's Olberding into the front court, hands it off to Thomas. Now Mackey, left side to Hike on the wing left. Closed out by Newell, gets a ball screen, not much with it, works it back towards the middle of the floor. Now up top it goes to Leighton Thomas, the 6-foot junior. 2:15 to go, 7-2 here in this opening quarter. Nemaha Central the lead and the ball. They set it up for Olberding for three. That one's short from the right corner, and it's knocked away. Olberding able to get his own rebound, and now it's knocked away and a turnover by Nemaha Central, and there's a foul near midcourt to stop the transition. The Thunder foul, that's going to go against Leighton Thomas. His first team foul number two. So the Redhawks will throw it in far sideline, trailing 7-2 at 2 minutes to go in the quarter. 3 points by Free, 2 points by Olberding, 2 points by Schmelzley, and the lone two for Kessler for Hiawatha. Here's Newell up top to Steven Morgan, head of the circle. One dribble right, now two. Picks it up after that. Closed out quickly by Mackey, and that pass is off target and out of bounds, looking for Jensen, and that's turnover number three by the Redhawks here in this opening quarter. Right about the midcourt line. Tossed into Leighton Thomas, over to Olberding. Now Hike in the corner. Bouncing it inside. Working his Wirtz. Tough shot. Through some contact. Offensive rebound, though, stuck back up and in by Jack Mackey. Mackey, a couple of early rebounds, and it's now 9-2 Nemaha Central, just south of 90 seconds to go in the first. Hiawatha has not had a ton of looks here on offense in this first near 7 minutes of play. Nemaha Central's defense has been elite through the first 9-plus games of the year, just giving up 30 points a game. Going side to Kessler. The pass was too strong, and Mackey comes away with a steal. Get it up the floor quickly. Thomas steps into a deep three from the right wing, and he buried it. And a timeout's going to be called. The 10th triple for Leighton Thomas this season. And speaking of 10, that is the lead for Nemaha Central at 59 seconds to go in the quarter. The full timeout will follow suit. Thunder up 12-2 late first quarter. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good start for number six, Nemaha Central in Class 3A, an undefeated start at 9-0. And they lead Hiawatha here 12-2 at a minute to go in this first quarter. Hiawatha head coach Brady Jasper has already had to burn a couple of timeouts. Not liking the way his team has started in this first 7 minutes. It's a very stout Thunder team that has played superb here the first month plus of the season. In the first three quarterfinals, we're all blowouts, all 20-plus point wins, and right now Nemaha Central trying to continue that trend, but we got a long way to go here. Knocked away near midcourt. This could be a foul on Nemaha Central. It is. A couple of bodies hit the floor. Jensen lost the handle near midcourt. And Leighton Thomas picks up his second foul. That's going to bring on a sub in Caleb Strothman. So Strothman is in, and Thomas out with the two early fouls. Redhawks with the possession, but down 10 at 12-2. Now 45 seconds and counting. Here's Boswell. Kessler now in the corner left. High left on the wing. They set it up. Boswell, he gets a look from three, and he got it. Much needed. Cam Boswell from downtown, 34% on the year, and it's 12-5 at 30 seconds to go in the frame. Nemaha surely wants to play for the final shot here. It is Olberding, skips it back up top to Free. Down to 20 seconds. Directing traffic to Hike now in the corner with the basketball, holding it left hip, spinning away from the defender in Newell. Down to 12 seconds, right back to Hike in the corner. Now 9 seconds. Here's Strothman up top to Free. Down to 6 seconds, working right. Hands it off to Hike. 4 seconds, curls in the lane. Shot no, tipped away. And it's picked up, and a shot at the buzzer is good from the corner. And Strothman, who just came in off the bench, drills a three as time expires. And a 15-5 Nemaha Central advantage through the first 8 minutes of play. End of the first quarter, Nemaha Central 15 and Hiawatha 5. We're back after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final quarter, final matchup here at the Thunder Classic at Nemaha Central on their home floor, getting a three as time expired by Caleb Strothman. Get their lead back to 10 over Hiawatha, 15-5 as we start quarter number two here on KNZA. Kirk Hillman in studio, appreciate the long day. Here's Boswell, left side to Morton. They go inside to Kessler. Swing it back up top here to Jensen, right side on the wing. Puts it on the dribble, trying to go to work, gets in the paint, and on the floor, foul called against Nemaha Central against Caden Peterson. On the drive by Jensen. Boy, opponents have struggled against this Nemaha Central defense this year. Opponent shooting just 29% from the floor against this Thunder defense, giving up just 30 points a game. Kessler a touch inside, working on Free, using the muscle. Shot rejected by Free. Rebound Strothman, near sideline, pushing the tempo, waist high with the left hand, open three in the corner, off the heel, tipped in the air, into the hands of Schmelzley for an offensive rebound. Here's a take straight away, put up and in, and the foul, an and one opportunity for Caleb Strothman. He's provided a spark off the bench here early, the Redhawks foul against Kettler, and a chance for Strothman to add one here, who is very good at the free throw line at over 82%. And his free throw is good. Six early points for Strothman, and it's 18-5 Nemaha Central. Not quite a minute into this second quarter. Here's Jensen working on the dribble, hands it off to Boswell on the wing. They reverse it left side to Morton, holding it high above his head. Now Boswell fading away, missed a tough shot. Short corner left, and Free the rebound. Nemaha Central up 13, early second quarter. Dominant start for the Thunder, trying to get their 10th win of the year and stay undefeated. Here is Wirtz, working, shooting, missing, and a Kessler rebound for Hiawatha. Here's Morton into the front court from left to right, stops on a dime top of the key, now keeps the dribble, kicks it left. Here's Kettler in the corner, high arcing three, no, and high up for the rebound is Free, and then he had it taken away. Turnover, Nemaha Central. Here's Morton. Thought about a three. Puts it on the dribble. Gets inside. Shot rejected by Wirtz. And now Wirtz bringing it across the midcourt line is called for a carry. Third turnover against the Thunder. Subs in for the Redhawks here. We'll see Carson Henry into the game. Also, Stephen Morgan back onto the floor as well. 6:18 left in the first half. 18-5, the Nemaha Central lead. Here's Jensen, cross Free, runs into a double team, now squirts his way into the corner. Not a good spot for this defensive setup, able to get it inside to Stephen Morgan. Tough shot over a very good defender, and the rebound off the miss by Olberding. Olberding to Free inside, lost the handle, out of bounds, and a Thunder turnover. Tried to lob it inside to Free underneath, and might have mistimed the jump just a touch. But the Redhawks, we'll get it back, but trail 18-5, just south of 6 minutes to go in this first half. So the offense has struggled so far, and now there's a near turnover, but Jensen gets it back into the corner with Kettler. Now Boswell ball faking, thought about it, turns it down. Now Henry dumps it into the corner. Here's Stephen Morgan on the block. Back up top it goes to Boswell. Long possession here for Hiawatha. Carson Henry another touch, 5'10 junior. Trying to one-hand it inside to Stephen Morgan. Kicks it back up top. Kettler a three. Gets the front rim. No. And Peterson the rebound for Nemaha Central. Peterson quickly head of steam into the front court. Coast to coast, but missed the layup. And a rebound by Boswell. Not quite 3 minutes into this second period. 18-5. Nemaha Central, they led it 15-5 after one. Here's Boswell handing it back up top to Jensen. Letting the play develop a little bit now. Kettler a touch. Now Boswell deep left side on the wing into the corner with Jensen. Puts it on the dribble. Gets in the paint. Kicks it back out to Henry in the corner. And resetting up top here is Henry. Low dribbles around knee high. Hands it off to Kettler. Steven Morgan at the elbow, working on free, spins left, shot is in and out, gets his own rebound, gets free in the air, missed the shot, and free is going to be called for the foul. Two free throws coming up here for Hiawatha. So free picks up the foul, and this is going to put Steven Morgan at the line to shoot two, 50% at the line this season. And the first free throw good. First point tonight for Braylon Steven Morgan, the 6'4 sophomore. Subs in for both teams. 4:38 to go in the half. Right now 18-6. Nemaha Central. One more Steven Morgan free throw coming up. He made the free throw, but the official blew it dead. His foot was across the line, so that one will not count. It stays 18-6. Here's Carter Hike into the front court from right to left. Angles right. Back up top it goes to Schmelzley. Now Olberding thought about a three. Bouncing it short corner left. This is Mackey. Now into the paint. Schmelzley through some bodies. Fighting. Might be a travel. And it is. Tried to do a little too much. Lost control of the pivot foot. Now four turnovers here in the quarter for Nemaha Central. Five in the half. Still have a 12-point lead at 18-6 at 4:23 to go. Kind of a half-court press here set up by Nemaha Central. Jensen dumps it across the line to Henry. Gets by a couple defenders. Back to Jensen, left side on the wing. He is closed out by Schuler. That's J.D. Schuler, who is into the game as well here for Nemaha Central. Here's Kessler on the elbow. Back to Jensen, working in the corner, driving baseline underneath, rejected, and a second chance put up and in by Steven Morgan. Followed the shot. He's got 3 points to go along with three rebounds. And it's 18-8, Nemaha Central at 3:49 to go in this second quarter of play. Here's Olberding with the basketball, high left. Now onto the wing it goes. It is Schmelzley, a 6'4 sophomore. Looks like the Redhawks step back into a zone defense. Up top, Olberding, they leave him open, and they made Hiawatha pay for that. And a three-point shot is put down by Olberding, who's now got five, and it's 21-8. Now a foul on the floor right near midcourt. Height going for a steal on Jensen, and Height picks up his first foul. Team foul number three. So just one more foul to give here in the quarter for Nemaha Central, leading 21-8. 3:23 left in the quarter. Here's Jensen receiving the inbounds pass. Man-to-man defense right now by Nemaha Central. Jensen works right, stops on the wing, still on the wing, looking inside to Steven Morgan. He is quickly doubled. Now going to work, gets in the paint. Lost the footing, and a foul's going to be called against Nemaha Central underneath. So Schmelzley pick. Sorry about that. Schmelzley
right.
Is first.
I was going to say, it's good to see Braylon Steven Morgan be aggressive down in the paint. As only a sophomore going to get seniors, it's good to see him work.
Yeah, Steven Morgan off to a nice little start here. They're trying to get him a little more involved inside. Here's Kessler on a touch on the block. Lost it. Picks it back up, and back up top to Jensen. Right back to Kessler on the block. He's quickly doubled. Now Jensen in the corner. Nice ball fake around Olberding. Stops on the block. Kicks it back to Boswell on the wing. And up top to Steven Morgan. He resets. And now a whistle away from the ball. Well, you don't see this too often. They call a flop. Michael Jensen is going to be delivered a warning for flopping. I don't know. I didn't see a ton, really, what was going on, but that is a warning for Michael Jensen for an apparent flop. So that stopped the play. Redhawks still have it. They get it to Jensen, rejected at the rim. What defense by Mackey. Here comes Nemaha Central, a little momentum after the block shot. Olberding lost it. Here's Hike, short corner left. Now he lost it, and a turnover by Nemaha Central. Jensen pushing coast to coast, flips it up, and he got it to go, and the foul. What a finish for Michael Jensen and a chance at a three-point play. Schuler picked up the foul, and that's team foul number five. So the final 2:38 here in this quarter, Redhawks are going to be in the bonus. But Jensen, a hard take to the rack and just a wild shot that found its way over and in. He's a 63% foul shooter. He missed that one, so couldn't get the three-point play. Mackey, another rebound. 21-10, Nemaha Central, 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Hike at the elbow, trying to bounce it inside to Mackey off his fingertips, and another Thunder turnover. Thunder had just one turnover in the first quarter. They have racked up six here in the second quarter alone. Emaw Central, they do a good job averaging only 12 turnovers a game this season. Did they change the call? Looks like they did. So I'm take away that turnover. Nemaha Central gets it back, and now they set it up with a three in the corner that's no good. And Morton able to get the rebound for Hiawatha. Here's Boswell into the front court, coming up on the final 2 minutes. Steven Morgan again got a good look, couldn't get the shot to go, and now Schuler grabbing the rebound for Nemaha Central. Here's Hike up the floor, layup good, and the foul. Carter Hike, a little muscle with it. First basket for Carter Hike. He's got a chance for one more. Foul on Steven Morgan, his first. Carter Hike, 5 points per game, 62% foul shooter. First points tonight, chance to add to the lead. And he spins in the free throw for the three-point play. Sub in, a couple for Nemaha Central, one in for Hiawatha as well. Braden Newell back on the floor, Colby Free, and Derek Wirtz, and Strothman as well. Leighton Thomas also back in as well. So four new bodies in for Nemaha Central, who lead it right now 24-10 at 2 minutes to go in the half. Now they put Free up top of this three-fourths court press and nearly caused a turnover. It's batted around and finally picked up by Boswell. They avoid the turnover. Now Jensen got caught inside and he is fouled, which is going to put him at the free throw line. With 1:53 to go, the Thunder foul against Strothman, his first. Here's Jensen at the line. This will be his second and third opportunities at the stripe in tonight's game. Down to 1:53 to go in the half. First free throw short. So Hiawatha off to a 1-of-4 start at the line in this half. Peterson back into the game. Schuler gets a breather. Michael Jensen, 5'10 junior, 11.4 points per game. He misses both free throws, but it's tipped out into the hands of Boswell, who gets an offensive rebound. So after two misses by Jensen, they get another opportunity here, thanks to the O rebound. Under 1:40. Here is Jensen working hard. Now Newell a touch towards the top of the key, trying to get it off to Morton, and he does, who's guarded heavily by Peterson. Under 90 seconds left in the half. It's been a pretty controlled pace here for Nemaha Central, leading by 14. Here's Morton, a drive, tough shot, nearly got it to go, and Free pulls down the rebound off the miss. And now a foul, as Morton's going to pick that one up. Just the third team foul, so no free throws yet. They still have a foul to give. Kessler is out. Steven Morgan back in. Thunder with the basketball with 1:16 to go in the quarter and the half, and they lead it by 14 at 24-10. Here's Peterson into the front court. Hands it off to Thomas. Free left side pass now. Gets it right back. And between the rings out high. A lot of players involved here early on in the offensive end for this Nemaha Central team, looking to go to 10-0 on the year. Number 6 in Class 3A this week in the latest ranks from KBCA. Nice little give-and-go thought, but the pass deflected out of bounds by Morton as Free was trying to find a cutter inside. 49 seconds left. It's been a 9-5 quarter here for Nemaha Central, building on their lead. They go inside. It was nearly knocked away, and Peterson able to pick it up. Kick it back to Free in the corner. He'll tee it up, and it's halfway down and out on a three, and Morton corrals the miss. 37 seconds until halftime. Here's Boswell, high left on the wing. Up top to Morton. Chance for Hiawatha to play for the final shot. Here's Boswell, thought about it. Still 26 seconds and counting. They skip it to Boswell, right side, puts it on the dribble, closed out by Thomas. He spins and fades away, left it short, and Free the rebound. 17 seconds for Nemaha Central. They'll slow the pace and play for the final shot here. 24-10, they lead here at home. Final quarter, final game here. There's a whistle and a foul against Hiawatha. It's not free throws yet. It was Newell who reached in, but the next foul would put Nemaha Central at the line, but there's only 8 seconds left in the half. Multiple subs in. Connor Kettler and Carson Henry are on the floor here for the Redhawks for the final 8 seconds. free, far sideline to throw it in for Nemaha Central, trying to add to the lead before the break. Into the backcourt with Thomas, near side to Stroffman. They want free on the block, 3 seconds, turning, fading, oh, beautiful fadeaway at the buzzer for Colby Free. All 6'8 of them. That is tough to defend, and a good way for Nemaha Central to end the first half. 26-10, they lead at home over Hiawatha. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Nemaha Central by 16 at the break. We'll talk about it a little bit more after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final game of the night here in Seneca, Nemaha Central High School, Thunder Classic. It's the final of four games today here in the quarterfinals. And the home squad in Nemaha Central to host a pretty impressive first half against Hiawatha, leading 26-10. They led 15-5 after one, outscored the Redhawks 11-5 in quarter number two. And Paige alongside Brandon, Seth, appreciate Justin, Ethan, Kirk Kilman in studio. It's been a busy, busy day, started early. But again, all three quarterfinals were 20-plus point wins. And right now, if this second half plays out like the first half did, we'll be 4-for-4 in that category. But, Paige, your thoughts here? I mean, we looked at some of the numbers here in the first half. Hiawatha did a good job not turning the ball over in the second quarter, but they're getting out-rebounded, and just offensively, they don't really have a lot going for them, and they can't find good looks against this Nemaha Central defense.
You can tell that Nemaha Central offensively has a very high-paced aspect about them. They know exactly what plays they're going to run, and if the play fails, well, they have a lot of good people who can make plays off the bat. You saw Free with that fadeaway. That was very impressive, and like you said, Hiawatha's going to struggle defensively against that all night. For Hiawatha, they're struggling to even get past the half-court press, which Nemaha Central is doing a really good job putting up on each time. It's not a full court press, but it's just enough pressure to kind of slow down Hiawatha's rhythm. And unfortunately for Hiawatha, there's just not a lot of offense going on right now.
Seven players have scored for Nemaha Central to break out this 26 points, led by Caleb Stroffman, who came in off the bench, hit an early three, but he had 6 points in the first half. They got five apiece from Evan Olberding and Colby Free. Free has also added 7 rebounds. In the first half, they got 3 points apiece from Leighton Thomas and Carter Hike, and then they got 2 points apiece from Jack Mackey and Caleb Schmelsley. For Hiawatha, 3 points apiece for Cam Boswell and Braylon Siebenmorden, and then 2 points apiece from Michael Jensen and Lane Kessler. Again, the turnover numbers, Nemaha Central with 6, and Hiawatha with 4. So, again, both those numbers good for both sides, but the rebound numbers have stood out. Nemaha Central out-rebounding Hiawatha in the first half, 18-9. And the free throw shooting, the Redhawks just 1-for-5 at the charity stripe. Thunder 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe in the first half. Again, our halftime score, Nemaha Central 26 and Hiawatha 10. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on KNZA.
Seneca, Rainbow Communications is excited to provide an update on their ongoing fiber network upgrade. 68% of the mainline construction is completed, with the core infrastructure for high-speed internet well on its way to being finished. Additionally, over 55% of the drops to individual customer homes have been installed, ensuring many of you are already set up to connect directly to the new network. This Seneca fiber upgrade will bring faster, more reliable internet to support streaming, remote work, online learning, and more. Rainbow Communications is committed to keeping you informed as progress is made.
Chances are, if something seems too good to be true,
it's a scam.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Heard it right there. Halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Seth Tollefson helping out for the Hiawatha Channel. Appreciate his hard work. Kirk Kilman in studio. Paige, Brandon. Thanks to Justin and Ethan as well for the early broadcast tonight for the other channels, but been dialed in on 103.9 since early this afternoon, and get you caught up on the bracket before we get you set for the second half here, as again, it's Nemaha Central leading Hiawatha 26-10. Missed any of the action from earlier in the quarterfinals of this tournament. St. Mary's, a dominant second half as they pull away and defeat Holton 63-37. And another ranked team in 4A, that's Rock Creek. They were dominant in game number 2, defeating Marysville 61-40. So that's setting up St. Mary's and Rock Creek on Thursday night, 6:15 start time. We'll have it for you here on KNZA. And then Troy awaiting the winner of this one here between Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. Troy put up a running clock on Jackson Heights in the fourth quarter. Trojans getting their 7th win of the year, defeating the Cobras 50-18. So again, all these games have been blowouts for sure, and Nemaha Central defensively very stout, and right now a 16-point lead at 26-10. A final 60-second timeout, second half coming up next here on KNZA.
I'm looking at the different halftime scores.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
life. Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second half here at Nemaha Central. Thunder in control, leading Hiawatha 26-10 as they will start with the basketball here. Opening possession of the third quarter. They led 15-5 after one. Outscored Hiawatha 11-5 in quarter number two. The entry pass to Caden Peterson. He works it across the midcourt line, and here we go. Second half is underway. Here on KNZA and the Hiawatha channel as well. They want a quick post touch. Here's Free working, rejected by Kessler. What a block shot there. Good defense. Here's Jensen into the front court. Good start defensively for the Redhawks. Now Morton thought about it. Turned down a semi-contested right corner three. Gets it back up top here. They'll reset. Redhawks down 26-10, 30 seconds into the third quarter. Here's Steven Morgan. Thought about it from the right wing. Instead, Jensen a touch up top. Ball fake. Dribbles inside, now Morton up top, closed out quickly by Free. Here's Jensen not hesitating, nearly knocked it down, but misfired on a left wing three. Colby Free, his eighth rebound of the game. Here's Peterson, a hard drive, cut off and sent back into the corner. Now Free diving in from straight away, left the floater short, and now Morton grabs the rebound and wants to push the tempo. He wants to go coast to coast, hanging and missing a shot, but Stephen Morgan then had it knocked away, and Caden Peterson coming away with it for Nemaha Central. And then Peterson is fouled from behind as he was working down the middle of the floor. Steven Morgan picks it up. That is his second foul and the first on either side in quarter number three. 26-10 our score, 6:50 left third quarter. Nemaha Central with the basketball. A 9-0 start for Nemaha Central right now, a number six ranking in Class 3A. They went up a couple of spots in the new ranks this week. Here's Free, a post touch, and he threw it away. Well, he had two bodies, and he split it like a sandwich. And that is turnover number seven by Nemaha Central. Or no, they're going to say it was deflected. Take that back. No turnover. Entry pass. They get it up top here to Wirtz. Now Wirtz over to Schmelsley. Works it to Olverding in the corner. Trying to fight into the lane. Has to kick it back up top here to Peterson. Peterson wastes time with the left hand, two dribbles, now works it back right, Free on the wing, closed out heavily by Kessler, now Olverding works it back up top. 6:22 to go, third quarter. Still looking for our first points of the third quarter. Now a shot is off the rim, and a couple bodies collide on the rebound attempt. And it looks like they get Nemaha Central with the foul. They're going to get Derek Wirtz, who was trying to fight for that rebound attempt. So not quite 2 minutes into this third quarter, still waiting for our first point, still 26-10, Thunder. Here is Morton into the front court, right side to Steven Morgan. And a whistle, and I think an illegal screen here. So away from the ball, Jensen gets called for the illegal screen. Jensen was also warned about flopping in the first half and didn't appear to like either of the calls. Here's Nemaha Central back to work. Going inside is Wirtz. Now Olverding in the corner. Ball faking on Jensen. And now Jensen called for another foul. Get him with the body. And that's quickly Jensen's third. And that'll have to bring on Braden Newell to check in for him. So Jensen, two quick fouls here in the first 2+ minutes of this quarter. Nemaha Central leading 26-10. We've played 2+ minutes of this third quarter. Still nobody has scored yet in this third period. Nemaha Central with the basketball. Peterson right side on the wing, up top to Olverding. And now Free. Trying to get a ball screen around Kessler. Olverding right corner. There is a cutting pass inside to Wirtz. Trying to go to work. Shot up, no, but a foul. And Wirtz will go to the line to shoot two. Steven Morgan with the foul, and that is his third.
I was just going to have to be careful with foul trouble as they have two players with three and then three other players with one. So for Hiawatha, they might have to start looking deeper into their bench as well.
been a quiet night for Derek Wirtz offensively, looking to get his first points of the game. 6'5 senior at the line. First freebie on the way. Got the kind touch, and he knocked it in. Just a 46% free throw shooter this season is Derek Wirtz. Nemaha Central is a team right at 64%. Now, seven players have scored for the Thunder in this game. Second free throw is good. Got two kind touches there. And back in for Hiawatha, Carson Henry, replacing Stephen Morgan, who we just mentioned, picked up a third foul. 28-10, Nemaha Central, 5:34 to go in the third quarter. Here is Morton into the front court, far side. Man-to-man defense here by Nemaha Central. Here's Newell, left side to Boswell on the wing. Works around a curl, back up top. Now Kessler, off to Henry. Baseline drive, swings the pass into the corner. Now Boswell on the wing. Good movement here by the Redhawks and good closing out by multiple defenders here for Nemaha Central. Boswell had it knocked away. Back to Henry in the corner. They want Kessler, a touch inside, and he kicks it back left side on the wing here to Morton. Morton now going to work. Gets in the lane, bump, shots. No, they're going to say it's on the floor. So the foul against Nemaha Central. That is Schmelzley, and that is his second, team foul number two in the quarter. Redhawks looking for their first points in the third quarter, and we get a timeout on the floor. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. The 30-second timeout, we'll keep it right here. So both teams having some issues scoring the basketball here in the first three-plus minutes of this quarter.
Similar to the last game we just saw, Troy only had 10 at the half as well. So I was looking back at the halftime scores. Every halftime has pretty much been consistent, but then it's the third quarter and the fourth quarter where one team just goes on a spree. And right now, neither team is going on a spree. So for Hiawatha, they're trying to get down low to Lane Kessler, Braylon, Stephen Morgan. Stephen Morgan on the bench right now with three fouls. Hopefully Kessler can get more involved as he has 2 points right now, but they might also have to look towards the outside shot as well.
So just 2 points on the board in the first 3 minutes and 3 seconds of this third quarter. Two free throws knocked in by Derek Wirtz. It is 28-10. Nemaha Central out of the timeout. Hiawatha with the basketball. Morton to throw it in, right side of his own backboard. Dumps it into Kessler, right back to Morton, curling around the arc. Now Boswell, left side on the wing. Waist-high dribble once, now back to the top of the key. Hiawatha team coming off a 4-point loss at Jeff West, their last time out. Certainly had opportunities in that game, and that's been a theme for the Redhawks this season. A lot of close games. Here's Kessler inside, working on Free. Difficult defend there by Free to alter that shot. Kessler couldn't get it to go. Now driving shot, offensive foul. Thunder appeared to have a good look, but they're going to get Derek Wirtz with an offensive foul. His second foul, team foul number three. Hiawatha back the other way, trailing by 18, nearing the halfway point of the third quarter of play. Fourth and final first round game here tonight in Seneca. Here's Morton, top of the key. Right side pass, it goes to Newell on the wing, and that pass to Kessler inside, taken away. Six turnovers now for the Redhawks. Here's Peterson, dumps it off to Wirtz. Back to Peterson, little give and go, but he missed the layup, but a foul's called. Nice two-man game there. It's going to put Nemaha Central at the free throw line. They get Kessler with the foul, his second. Something to watch as well. Jensen, Stephen Morgan each with three fouls, and now Kessler picks up a second. Puts Peterson at the line to shoot two. First free throw short. Peterson, a 6'2 senior, 9 points, three rebounds a game. He gets you two assists as well per game. But he has not scored in this game tonight. Really, all four games, we have not had a ton of free throws throughout the course of the first-round matchups today. He's able to get that one to go. First point tonight for Caden Peterson. And it extends the lead out by one. 29-10, Nemaha Central just past the halfway point of the third quarter. Here's Morton around a ball screen. Screen didn't do a whole lot. Now it's lost, picked up. Hiawatha trying to save it. They do so with Kettler. And reset up top here for Henry. Hiawatha has only scored 10 points to this point. Here's Morton on a drive, nearly got it to go, and Kessler able to get the offensive rebound, and now a foul inside as Kessler was trying to back his way out of the paint. Nemaha Central foul on Wirtz, and that's his third.
Good there for Kessler going into the tricky offensive rebound there. Hiawatha is getting outboarded, but Kessler, I have him for three. You probably have him for more.
Nope, three rebounds for Kessler. Nicely done. Both teams in the bonus here for the final 3.5 minutes of this third quarter. Boy, if you're Hiawatha, be aggressive. Trying to get some fouls. Take it to the rack. See if you can get to the line. Here's Newell, little up and under. Missed the shot. Free the rebound. Now whistling a foul 90 feet away from the bucket. It's going to put Nemaha Central at the line. Not ideal for the Redhawks there. And the foul on Newell, his second. So that's going to put Colby free at the line. The 6'8 senior. He's only got 5 points in this game. Not a ton of points to go around, but he's already up to 10 rebounds. Third opportunity at the line is too strong. Now one of three at the charity stripe tonight. Carter Hike back into the game for Nemaha Central. Still 29-10. We've only seen 3 points in the first near 5 minutes of this third quarter. Free's got a good stroke at 6'8". Knocks in the second. He's 2 for 4 at the stripe tonight. That's 6 points and 10 rebounds. 20-point Nemaha Central lead at 30-10. Just over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Redhawks, again, have played a lot of close games so far this season, but come in with a record of 2-6. Did have an impressive win a little over a week ago against a very good Rossville team. 57-55 was that final. Here's Morton, a baseline drive, a little muscle to get it up. He gets his own rebound, dumps it off to Kessler. Had it knocked away, and that's going to be a foul on Oberding, which is going to put Kessler at the line to shoot two.
As you said, we haven't had a lot of free throw opportunities, but the ones we have had, we haven't had a lot of makes either.
I'm curious, from a lot of coaches that I talk to, I need to ask them how much our free throws really practice throughout the course of the year. Let's see what Kessler can do. He can't make the first.
I know for Hiawatha, they have this board out of the locker room that if they make 10 in a row, they go on the board. So.
Well, the Redhawks tonight just 1 for 6. At the line, and now 1 for 7. Kessler missed them both, and a rebound for Mackey. Mackey's got 5 rebounds in limited action. 30-10, Nemaha Central, 2.5 minutes to go in this third quarter of play. So if this result holds, Nemaha Central will join two other ranked teams out of the four in the semifinals on Thursday night, which, if it holds true, will be two very fun matchups. Here's Carter Hike with the basketball, working at the free throw line, back to Free up top, launching a pass into the corner with Schmelzley on the wing, back up top to Free, gives it right back to Oberding, working with the left hand, taking it all the way, and he is fouled on the floor, which will put him at the line. Foul on Kettler, his second. Here's Evan Oberding, first time for him at the line. He's averaging 9 points per game, but this is only going to be his 6th free throw attempt of the season. And it's on the way, left it short. Both teams have struggled at the line in this game. Layton Thomas back into the game for Nemaha Central. And Schmelzley will get a seat. Oberding trying to go 1 for 2, able to do so. 6 points in the game for Oberding. He'll come out. Quickly in is Caden Peterson. Peterson, Hike, Thomas, Free, and Mackey, the 5 on the floor for the Thunder. Then you got Kettler, you got Henry, you got Kessler, Boswell, and Morton, the 5 on the floor for Hiawatha. Under 2 minutes to go in the third, 31-10. The Redhawks have yet to score here in the third quarter. Kessler trying to change that, and Free emphatic with the rejection onto the stage underneath the bucket. Free is averaging over 3 blocks a game, and he has touched that number here tonight with his defense. So Hiawatha with the basketball, 1:47 to go in the quarter. We have seen offensive droughts throughout this day, but there's a much-needed three from the right corner for Ethan Morton. First points in the quarter for Hiawatha, makes it 31-13 at 1:35 to go. Left side, Strothman up top. Now an entry pass inside. Good pass by Mackey. An open three by Thomas is good. Great ball movement. And ultimately, Leighton Thomas, his second triple tonight, makes it 34-13 at 1:20 to go. Here's Stephen Morgan up top. We're in quarter number three. Now Morton in between the rings out high. Holds it waist high and a timeout for Coach Jasper. At 1:11 to go, and it's a full. We'll follow suit. All Nemaha Central late third quarter, back in 60 seconds here on KNCA.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, just 71 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Nemaha Central leading Hiawatha 34-13. They're in the final first-round matchup here at the 11th Annual Thunder Classic here in Seneca. Big wins across the board, and Nemaha on pace to add a fourth and final one here today. And right there, Mackey reaching in and pulling one away for a steal. Seven turnovers now by the Redhawks here, and now less than a minute to go in the quarter. Nemaha Central chance to build on their lead. Mackey from the top of the key, left side pass to Peterson, now resetting up top. Leighton Thomas off to Hike. Into the corner now, Strothman. A lot of reversal here around the perimeter. Nemaha Central down to 37 seconds in the quarter. Can play for the final shot if they so choose. Here's Hike spinning around the perimeter. Back up top to Peterson. Right side pass. Strothman down to 26 seconds. Now a hard drive by Thomas, backed out behind the three-point line, 20 seconds to go. Here's Strothman working towards the corner, closed out by Morton, down to 15 seconds. Here's Hike, puts it down, stops on the block, spinning, kicks it back up top. Strothman working, driving, and it's ripped away by Morton. Great defensive play for Ethan Morton. 4 seconds here for the Redhawks. Working left, Morton driving, shooting off the rim twice, and it falls off short. That takes us to the end of the third quarter. It's Nemaha Central 34 and Hiawatha 13. Back in 60 seconds. Fourth quarter action is coming your way next.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central trying to close out another victory here tonight in the first round of the Thunder Classic, leading a familiar opponent in Hiawatha 34-13 as we start the fourth and final quarter here on KNCA. Thanks for hanging with us here tonight. We got two semifinals of this tournament right back here on Thursday night. This result holds. It'll be Nemaha Central and Troy. Here's Stephen Morgan, a little tough fadeaway in the paint. That left a little bit short, and now a steal and easy bucket there for Ethan Morton. So you look at how that one transpired, and Strothman a little turnover there. Now a pass up the floor for Nemaha Central, deflected out of bounds. And again, credit Nemaha Central's defense, one of the best probably numbers-wise in the state. This Red Hawks team has been held to 5 in the first, 5 in the second, and just 3 points in the third. They got a quick bucket here to start the fourth, trailing 34-15. 30 seconds into this final period, here's Carter Hike diving in from the right wing, trying to muscle on the block, trying to shuffle it far side to Peterson, but it's taken away. Now the Red Hawks pushing. Here's Boswell fading to his left, missed a floater with the right hand, and Carter Hike the rebound for Nemaha Central, and the Thunder now in control, can certainly try to take away some time, but Morton gets a steal at midcourt and then throws it off the knee of a Nemaha Central defender and out of play. Well, that was all Ethan Morton getting that one back for the Red Hawks. We'll see Gage Kappelman into the game. First time we see him tonight for Hiawatha. 7:06 left in the game, 34-15, Nemaha Central. Red Hawks with the basketball after the nice play by Ethan Morton on defense. He'll drive in, stop on the block left, pump fakes, banks it in. Nicely done. Ethan Morton wanted the and one. Did not get it that time, but he has scored all 7 of his points here in the last minute and a half. Now it's a turnover and back the other way, and the official talking to Mr. Ethan Morton. After I mentioned that he was maybe thinking he had an and one there. Now Stephen Morgan triggers a three, and he bangs it home. Braylon Stephen Morgan now with 6 in the game. And don't look now, it's a 14-point game with 6.5 minutes to go. This game is far from over. And that is a 10 count, and the Red Hawks force a turnover. Nemaha Central out of sorts right now, and that's going to bring on a few new bodies. John Thomas has seen enough of a few of these guys out there. Colby Freeze back in, Schmelzley as well, and Olberding too. So three starters back on the floor, and the blink of an eye, we were talking about Nemaha Central moving on, but a quick burst here for Hiawatha, and they are well within striking range with still 6:20 to go. 34-20, it's a 14-point hole, but the Red Hawks have the ball. Jensen, hard drive, stops underneath, turning, firing, couldn't spin it up and in. And Nemaha Central getting the rebound with Caden Peterson. Brings it up the floor himself, and then Morton tried to knock it away from behind. And that's going to be a foul on Morton, who again had something to say to the official who made that call. 6:07 left in the game, Thunder leading 34-20. A 7-0 start here to the quarter for Hiawatha. They scored 5 points. They scored 8 total points the last 2 quarters, and they've scored 7 points here in the fourth in the first 2 minutes. Here is Olberding with the basketball. You can see the defense ramped up a little bit here for the Redhawks man-to-man. Now Free getting past Stephen Morgan, left his feet, and they get it back up top here to Olberding. And the time is in the favor of Nemaha Central. No shot clock can work and take as much time as they choose. Here's a hard drive, beautiful dump down, and it's lost in the air by Wirtz, and now trying to fight underneath again and kicks it out to Free, who fires a three, left it short, rebound Hiawatha. Here's Morton, gets to the free throw line, turns, gets it off to Jensen on a curl, diving in from the right wing through a lot of contact, and he draws the foul. And Michael Jensen's going to shoot two. And he could get this to a 12-point game with over 5 minutes to go if he can cash both of these. As Free picks up his second foul, and just the first team foul for Nemaha Central in the fourth quarter. Jensen at the line, short on the free throw. He is now 0-for-4 at the line tonight. Well, the Redhawks have not been good at the line in the last couple of games. We were at the game against Jeff West last time out, and game in which they lost by 4. They missed 12 free throws in that game. Jensen does make the second, so it's a 13-point game, and then a blocking foul against Jensen, defending near midcourt, and that's quickly going to be his fourth. That's a big foul. 5:13 left in the game. It's 34-21, Nemaha Central. Credit the Red Hawks defense here in the second half. Here's a drive by Schmelzley, and then he is fouled going up between a couple of blue jerseys, and Schmelzley's going to shoot two. They get Kettler his third. So you got Jensen with 4, Stephen Morgan with 3, and now Kettler with 3. Schmelzley at the line, first time for him tonight, first free throw short. I wasn't going to say it because you would have blamed me, but he was perfect at the line, 7-for-7 before that miss.
Maybe it's just the air of the Thunder Classic because there's been a lot of misses.
There's been a... Seems like they're shooting free throws from the three-point line with the percentages we've seen tonight across all four of these games. That time he knocks it in. 3 points for Schmelzley. He goes 1-for-2, and it's 35-21. We're 3 minutes into the fourth, and we got five to go. This game is far from over. Here's Morton, left side, a touch for Kettler. Long pass across the way. It goes to Henry. Now goes right back to Morton. He'll fire a three, and he spins it in. 10 points here for Ethan Morton out of nowhere, and it's an 11-point game with 4:40 to go. Thunder watching their lead slowly evaporate here in the fourth quarter. Might have been a travel, no call. Here is Schmelzley working it back out to the perimeter, now Olverding two steps in front of midcourt. Jabs to the right, dribbles left, hands it off to Peterson on the wing. Back up top, it goes to Schmelzley, now Free gets a touch. Gets a high ball screen, and now it's knocked away by Morton near midcourt. And he took it away, and a little extra push there is going to get Morton a foul. Well, the Hiawatha fans starting to not agree with some of this. That's the third on Morton as well. And the fourth team foul. So that was the last foul to give. In the final 4:16, Nemaha Central is going to be in the bonus. Here's Olverding, a drive, and another foul. He'll shoot two. Good sportsmanship by Stephen Morgan there. Henry picks up his first foul, and that's going to put Olverding at the line for two. 1-for-2 at the line tonight, 6 points, couple of rebounds. First free throw good. 7 points for Evan Olverding, makes it 36-24. Nemaha Central at 4:13 to go. And he goes 2-for-2 that time. 8 in the game for Evan Olverding, and it's 37-24, just north of 4 minutes to go. Crucial 2-minute stretch here as a three is put up and in by Braden Newell from the left corner out of nowhere. Just a 9% three-point shooter on the year, and now a foul at midcourt. It's going to put Nemaha Central at the line, and that's Stephen Morgan's fourth. So two starters, Jensen and Stephen Morgan, both with four fouls. That is a problem with still 4 minutes to go.
And then Ethan Morton has three.
Yeah, the fouls have piled up. Puts Olverding right back to the line where he connects on another. Has 9 points in the game, and the lead is 38-27. 3:57 to go. Olverding has made four consecutive free throws. He's 4-for-5 in the game. Make it 5 consecutive freebies. And he's into double figures with 10. 12-point Nemaha Central lead, 39-27 at 3:50 to go. Here is Jensen driving, stopping, kicking into the corner. They dump it down. Stephen Morgan blocked by Free again. Incredible defense and then picked up by Olverding. That's minimum 4 block shots for Free in this game. Nemaha Central, big stop there, leading by 12, 3.5 minutes to go. Certainly wanting to slow the tempo down a little bit, but Hiawatha trying to speed him up, and now another foul on the perimeter. And that's Stephen Morgan. He has fouled out of the game. That's a big loss. 6 points, 3 rebounds. That'll be Newell back into the game. Boswell in there as well. And that's going to put Caden Peterson at the line for a pair. Just 1 point tonight for Peterson. 1-of-2 at the line. First free throw is in there. 13-point Nemaha Central lead at 40-27, 3:26 to go. And he makes them both. So Nemaha Central finally getting a groove here at the free throw line, and a timeout's going to be called here by Hiawatha. It's going to be a full. We'll follow suit. 3:24 left in the game. Nemaha Central 41, Hiawatha 27. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Mandy. If you are passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thunder Classic coming down the home stretch here. Final few minutes of the final first-round game. Nemaha Central trying to stay undefeated, but getting a tough test here late from Hiawatha, who's not going away quietly. 41-27 Thunder with 3:20 to go. Out of the timeout. Big possession here for Hiawatha. Here's Morton on a curl, working on the block, spinning, kicking it out in the corner, and right back to Morton on the wing, and all 6'8 in length, and Free closing out on him. Now Morton dives, threw up a tough shot. Maybe tried to get the foul call there. He didn't get it. Oberding the rebound. Now Oberding driving in. Beautiful dump down and a near jam for Colby Free. A near double-double for Colby Free. 8 points. 43-27. And a quick shot put up Free. Another rebound. And now Nemaha Central. That's a big swing for them. They push it up the floor quickly. A lot of contact. A blocking foul is called. And free throws coming up for the Thunder. And they get Newell. He tried to take a charge and just wasn't quite 100% set and squared up to it. And this puts Caden Peterson at the line. And his first free throw is good. Peterson 4-for-5 at the line tonight. All four of his points from there. 80% from the stripe coming in. Nemaha Central trying to put this one away, and they're helping out with free throws here late. 5 points for Peterson. 45-27 at 2:35 to go. So again, now time is running out for the Redhawks. Here's Morton on a backside cut. Threw it up. No call. Tips around. Another Colby Free rebound. And then it's saved and nearly taken away, but it's going to be Nemaha Central basketball. Good hustle by Jensen. Just couldn't get there in time for the steal.
You were saying how you wanted to talk about how coaches practice free throws. I have to imagine Coach Thomas practices them a lot.
He's a veteran. I think he's well aware of the importance of the free throw shooting, and you see how good the Thunder have been here late in this game, helping them extend out on this lead with some clutch free throws late. Final 2:10, it's a 45-27 Nemaha Central lead, trying to add to it with a three, and it's buried by Caden Peterson. All in the second half, 8 points for Peterson, and that might put it away. It's a 21-point game at under 2 minutes to go. Up top to Morton. Left side pass to Boswell. Lost it. Handles it back up. Working left. Stopping. Now Kessler, short corner. Shovels it back to Boswell. Driving. Left his feet. Body and a foul call. We'll put Boswell at the line. Waiting on the foul call. A few jerseys around. They get Colby Free. That is his third. Are they going to say the foul's on the floor? Subs in for both teams. The foul was on the floor, so no free throws here. Boy, tough night. And it continues with a turnover on the inbounds pass. Both teams have not turned it over a ton. Right there, last thing the Redhawks needed. Down 21 and just 1:40 to go. Boy, they made a push. They got it to within 12 or 14 within the early couple minutes of the fourth. So they certainly kept themselves around, but Nemaha Central taking advantage of the heavy free throws attempt here late, and they're going to go right back to the line as Kessler picked up the foul there, his third. And this is going to put Schmelzley at the line for a pair. Just right at 1:29 to go in the game. First free throw short. Now one for three at the line in the game. Here's William Leaguer into the game now for Nemaha Central. Coach Thomas going a little bit deeper down the bench as feeling good about where his team's at here. Schmelzley goes one for two. He will come out, and we'll see Mason Chulion into the game, his seventh appearance in game number 10. 85 seconds to go. Now a 22-point lead for Nemaha Central. About to go to 10-0 on the season. Set up a semifinal date with Troy on Thursday night. Here's Boswell. Deep three, and he knocked it down. 6 points for Boswell, his second triple. 49-30 at 109 to go. There was a lot of frustration for the Redhawks here in the second half. They certainly fought their way back into it, but down the stretch here again, and now that pass tipped around the arc, and coming away with a steal is Jensen. Gets it up the floor, Boswell. He is fouled by Schuler, which will be his second, and free throws coming up here for Cam Boswell.
I wanted to give a quick shout out. There's two Hiawatha seniors that don't get a lot of playing time, Cooper Hankey and Gabe Cavillman, that are in the game right now. Hiawatha has all their seniors but two in right now.
The lefty Boswell, his first freebie up and good, 7 points tonight. Averaging 10 points on the season, and Boswell, a unanimous all-league selection a year ago in the Big 7. Second free throw, pure. 88% at the line this season, 8 points tonight. 49-32, Nemaha Central, just 45 seconds away from running it out and going to 10-0. Here is a right corner three. That one's no good. Mackey, an offensive rebound, and they'll reset up top. 34 seconds to go. Schuler now a touch inside. Swings the pass to Thomas. In between the rings out high. Now Shulian's a look again. Halfway down and out on a three. And a rebound for the Redhawks trying to push the tempo, and then they throw it away. Final 17 seconds. Nemaha Central going to run this thing out. They got a push from the Redhawks late. They'll try to add with a right corner three by Leaguer, who just checked into the game. 52-32. 4 seconds running off the clock. Another one here for Kappelman. Left it short. And that's the end of the game. Nemaha Central improving to 10-0. They stay undefeated with a 20-point win here against Hiawatha in this first-round matchup of the Thunder Classic. Our post-game show next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Did you know January is Cervical Health Awareness Month? At Holton Community Hospital, we're dedicated to helping you stay healthy. Regular pap tests and HPV vaccines are your best defense against cervical cancer. And our family medicine clinics are here to make it easy for you. Schedule your screening today with one of our trusted providers at one of our family medicine clinics in Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, four quarterfinals here today at Nemaha Central, 11th annual Thunder Classic, and they were all blowouts. As, again, I say that, but Hiawatha, they certainly battled tough and got down to within 12, 14 points early on in the fourth quarter, kept themselves in the game, but end of the day, a lot of free throws down the stretch connected by Nemaha Central. Thunder go to 10-0, staying undefeated. They win by 20. In this final game tonight, 52-32. So, again, the two semifinals are set for this tournament on Thursday night, and three ranked teams out of the four, including three undefeated teams. And we'll start it Thursday with St. Mary's and Rock Creek at 6:15, and that's going to be followed by Nemaha Central and Troy around 7:45, beg your pardon. And then the consolation games of this tournament starting Thursday afternoon, Hiawatha Jackson Heights at 3:15. That would be followed by Holton and Marysville at 4:45. But again, we'll have the semifinals right here on KNZA coming up on Thursday night, starting with St. Mary's and Rock Creek, and then Nemaha Central and Troy. Let's get you the final numbers in this game. Again, 52-32. Thunder get the win, going to 10-0. And just the Redhawks, again, another tough defeat. They dropped to 2-7. On the season. Well, let's start with the leading scorers for Nemaha Central. Evan Olberding led the way, 10 points, and then 8 points apiece from Colby Free, Caden Peterson. They got 6 points apiece from Caleb Strothman, Leighton Thomas. They got 4 points from Caleb Schmelsley. They got 3 points apiece from William Leager and Carter Hike. They also got 2 points apiece from Jack Mackey and Derek Wirtz. Ethan Morton in double figures for Hiawatha, 10 points to go along with 6 rebounds. Cam Boswell had 8 points as well. They also got 6 points from Braylon Sieben-Morgan, who actually fouled out early on in the fourth quarter. They got 3 points apiece from Braden Newell and Michael Jensen, and then 2 points from Lane Kessler. Rebound numbers stood out as well. Thunder out rebounding the Redhawks 32-16. Redhawks had 9 turnovers, 13 turnovers for Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central did heavy lifting at the free throw line late. They go 18-24 in the game. And the Redhawks' struggles from the line continue. They go 4 of 11 at the free throw line in this one tonight. Redhawks hit 6 threes in the game. Nemaha Central also connecting on 6 threes in the game as well. It's our player of the game time, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And we were talking about this a little bit off the air, but and 6'8 senior Colby Free. 8 points. He got 12 rebounds and 5 block shots unofficially. Could have had another one in there, too, but we know 5 for sure. But again, impressive stat line for the 6'8 senior and Colby Free's defensive prowess, a difference in this game for sure, helping Nemaha Central go to 10-0 on the season. So 8 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 block shots for Colby Free, our player of the game, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight. Appreciate everyone's hard work. Seth joining us late, Justin, Ethan, Paige, everyone with the Cobra Channel, Holton Channel as well, Captain Kirk Kilman in studio. And, of course, I'm Brandon. Appreciate it very much. Again, the semifinal set, which we'll have for you on Thursday night starting around 6:15, St. Mary's and Rock Creek, two ranked and undefeated squads there. And then Nemaha Central, also ranked and undefeated, will take on a two-loss Troy team in the latter portion of those semifinals. So, again, around 6:15, 7:45, Thursday night, right back here in Seneca for the Thunder Classic semifinal contest. Championship game scheduled for 2:30. On Saturday. Thanks again for joining us here. We'll talk to you tomorrow for our coaches' shows, and we'll see you back here Thursday night. Thanks for listening to High School Hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.